I tried to stab another youngster when I was 14 with a large camping knife, and under his clothing he had on a large metal belt buckle, and the knife blade struck that with such force that it broke. And of course he fled in terror, but I was more horrified than he as I realized that I was trying to kill somebody over nothing.
Dr. Ben Carson recalling an incident over a boombox that almost changed his life's path at 14. But this poverty-stricken Detroit kid's problems with anger and ignorance started years before.
Well, you know, I was a terrible student. I thought I was stupid. Everybody else thought I was stupid, so there was unanimous agreement. But my mother didn't think I was stupid.
Sonia Carson, a single mom who worked two and three jobs cleaning houses to provide, figured out a way to motivate Ben and his brother, Curtis.
She noticed in the houses that she cleaned that those people didn't sit around watching TV all day, that they had a tendency to do a lot of reading and studying and strategizing. So after asking God to give her wisdom, she came home with the idea that that's what we were going to do. I was not happy. Everybody else was outside having a good time, and there I was reading books.
But after a few weeks, something changed. Ben started knowing things that his friends didn't.
I used to really admire the kids in class who always knew the answers. And I would be sitting there saying, how do they know that? How do they know so much stuff? I don't understand how they know all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, I knew the stuff. And I also knew how to spell. And I also understood grammar and syntax and knew how to express myself both verbally and in written form. And all of that began to translate into a much better academic performance, and I began to really change my opinion of who I was.
And from that point on, his outlook on life changed.
Poverty was really more of a choice than anything else, and I could change that. And it just really depended on how hard I wanted to work.
But back to that stabbing when Ben was 14. He ran home that day and locked himself in the bathroom.
I turned things around academically at that point. I was an A student. But I realized that with a temper like that, the likelihood of my being successful was very slim. And I just fell on my knees and I just prayed and I said, Lord, you got to help me. I can't control my temper. And there was a Bible. I picked it up and started reading. And there were all these verses about fools in the book of Proverbs. And as I read them, I said, wow, that sounds like me. I came to an understanding that to react, to lash out at people, to kick down the door, to punch someone in the face, was not a sign of strength, but rather a sign of weakness. It meant that you could easily be manipulated by other people and by the situation. But I also came to the understanding that I was a selfish person, because everything was about me. That's why I was always angry. Somebody was in my space, somebody was taking my thing, somebody was doing something. And, you know, I said, you know, if you learn how to step outside the center of the circle and let it be about someone else, you're not going to be angry all the time. That was really the last day that I've ever had an angry outburst.
The Ben Carson story is told in the award-winning movie Gifted Hands. Cuba Gooding plays Ben Carson.
He did an excellent job. He actually came and studied me for a little while to try to figure out my mannerisms and the way I talked. He actually was a good study. But I went on the set in Detroit. He and the producers and everyone said, this is not a job for us. This is a mission.
Tomorrow, Dr. Carson's legacy.
Right from the beginning, the goal of the Carson Scholars Fund was to have a Carson Scholar in every school in the country.
John Patty, WBAL and WBAL.com.